Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So recently, the Red Cross was asking people to start donating more blood because of the disruptions caused by the hurricane. What type of impact, or is there an impact, on the Western New York region because of this?
Really no impact in terms of the supply in Western New York. We are collecting an adequate amount of blood to meet the local needs. In times like this, however, when a different area of the country is impacted by a major disaster event like Hurricane Helene and the oncoming Hurricane Milton, other regions try to compensate for those losses. So the southeast region of the let me start this bit over again. The areas impacted by Hurricane Helene to this point have already resulted in the loss of more than 100 blood drives, and that translates to thousands of potential blood donations missed. So they're operating at a bit of a deficit right now, and other regions within the country, you know, try to support them, because while the collections go down, the daily needs of patients in that area do not diminish at all.
So would you say that some of the supplies from our region would be going down south to help lessen that deficit that they're in right now?
Yes, that would be right. The blood that we collect in Western New York, first of all, fulfills the needs in Western New York. But in times like this, the Western New York region, as well as regions throughout the country, would divert some supplies to the hard-hit areas that need blood.
And what should people be doing, if they're able to help kind of help contribute to this?
We would love people to consider donating blood, whether they've been a blood donor before and have not done it in a while, or if they've never donated blood before, it's a great time to consider it, because one donation can actually impact up to three different lives. So cancer patients, for instance, are in great need of platelets. And when trauma patients arrive in the ED, they're in need of whole blood or red blood cells or plasma. So we would encourage people to consider donating, and they can find a drive near them just easily by going to www.redcrossblood.org. And you'll be able to type in your area, whether it's zip code or address, and you could find a drive closest to you.
All right. And then just one final question for you. Is there anything on this that you feel is important for people to take away from this, or maybe something I didn't touch up on?
No, the important thing here is that there are people in need in the areas that have been hit by Hurricane Helene and the areas that will be hit by Milton, some of them taking a double hit. So again, the people who rely on blood products, cancer patients, trauma patients, those areas are still seeing those folks every day, but their blood collections have dipped. So if we want to be good neighbors, it's a great time to step forward. We're actually offering an incentive right now for people who come in to donate during the month of October. They will get a $10 Amazon gift card to use, and they'll be entered into a chance to win one of three $5,000 gift cards. So that runs throughout the month of October. We hope people would take advantage, but most of all, we hope people will recognize that there's a need, and the Western New York community has always been a very compassionate, generous community, and you know, we know they'll answer the call.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.